It's time for WTBX Gossip.
I don't gossip. Maybe sometimes I find out things and I pass that information on. You know, kind of like a public service.
Direct from our Hollywood connections, here's all the latest celebrity dirt.
Let's go!
NASCAR driver Tony Stewart struck and killed 20-year-old Kevin Ward Jr. during a sprint car race Saturday night. Road rage may have been a factor. Ward got out of his car after spinning out of control, walked out onto the racetrack to confront Stewart as he was going around again. Stewart's car appears to swerve into Ward, and his body was thrown 50 feet down the track.
Thanks a lot, Internet. It's your fault that Kate Upton won't pose fully nude, she says, quote, with social media and the Internet and not-so-great blogs and the attention like that, I don't think my pictures would be received in the way that I'd want them to be received.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson's mother and cousin were hit head-on by a drunk driver last week but survived. The Rock says, quote, my first reaction was to find the person who did this and do unrelenting harm to them. But then you realize the most important thing is my family lived through this and we can hug each other that much tighter these days.
Kings of Leon postponed a show last night in New York after drummer Nathan Followill suffered some broken ribs in a tour bus accident the night before. It happened when a pedestrian walked in front of the bus and the driver had to slam on the brakes.
And David Arquette was asked how he can run his nightclub Bootsy Bellows and remain sober. He admitted he can't. He said, quote, if you want to be sober and enjoy the nightlife, good luck. Go to a lot of meetings. He also says he doubts he and his ex-wife Courtney Cox will be at each other's weddings.